This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and with me is Kshitij Anand, Markets Editor at Money Control. Good evening, Kshitij, and thanks very much for joining in. Well, after the historic day that we witnessed yesterday when Sensex and the Nifty as well as the Nifty Bank, they all clocked in their fresh record high levels, today was a positive trade as well. Could you sum up the day's market action for us and tell us what are the big cues to watch out for now?
Well, good evening, Sakshi, and good evening, listeners. Well, no new fresh record highs for Nifty, but definitely the index did manage to close above 12,100 for the first time in history at a fresh record close high of 12,110. In fact, Sensex too ended at fresh closing high above 41,000 levels. Now, let's look at the final tally as well. Sensex rose 199 points to close at 41,020, while Nifty 50 closed 63 points higher at 12,100. Now, sectorally, action was seen in oil and gas, public sector and metal stocks, while profit taking was seen in capital goods, realty as well as telecom space. Now, the broad market remained mixed as mid-cap index rose 0.82%, while the small-cap index did underperform as it rose by just 0.19%. Now, what really led to the rally? Well, positive global cues and consistent buying by foreign institutional investors kept the momentum going on Indian markets. In fact, auto stocks gained between 1 to 4% on November 27th after media reports suggested that the government could approve scrappage policy in today's meeting. However, that did not happen. Now, experts are of the view that the market is likely to remain volatile ahead of the November expiry on Thursday, but it is still a buy on dips market as long as Nifty trades above 12,000 levels. Now, let's look at the gainers as well. SBI, Ultratech Cement and Yes Bank are the top Nifty gainers. Apart from that, on the losing front, L&T, Cipla, Bharti Infratel were down by 2 to 3% respectively.
Absolutely. Now, Kshitij, if we speak about specific sectors and stocks, could you tell us which were the stocks and sectors that really contributed to the rally today?
Right. So, sectorally, auto index rose 1.2%, followed by the oil and gas index, which gained 1.05%, and the metal index was up by 0.9%.
Yeah.
While on the losing front, capital goods index fell 1.09%, followed by the realty index, which was down 0.64%, and the telecom index fell by 0.4%.
Hmm.
Now, volume spike of over 100% was seen in stocks like Marico, Torrent Pharma, Cadila Healthcare, as well as Tata Motors DVR, while long buildup was seen in stocks like Marico, Power Grid, Nestle, as well as Dabur India.
Mm.
Now, let's look at the stocks which are hitting fresh 52-week high in today's trading session. In fact, there are as many as 41 stocks which rose to fresh 52-week high, which include names like Adani Green, Bajaj FinServ, DV's Laboratories, Dr. Reddy's, Godfrey Phillips, and PI Industries. And there are more than 120 stocks which hit a fresh 52-week low, which include names like Allahabad Bank, Chennai Petro, Gen Irrigation, and Emphasis. And I believe that, Sakshi, you're also tracking some stocks based on the news flow.
Absolutely, Kshitij. Let's start off from the banking majors. Yes Bank was a top Nifty gainer right ahead of the November 29th board meet on fundraising. The stock closed with gains of 7.6% today. Now, RBL Bank also has hit 2 months high on reports of 2,000 crore rupee QIP. The stock also closed about 5.8% higher in today's trading session. Now, Biocon also surged over 4.6% today as Bengaluru Biologics unit also got a US FDA nod. Now, Ujjivan Financial Services moved about 4.6% higher. Small Finance Bank also, 750 crore rupee IPO, which opens on December 2nd, will be the key trigger to watch out for. Apart from this, ARSS Infrastructure closed 5% higher today after it secured an order worth 280 crore rupees. Now, Kshitij, apart from this, I also wanted to understand about the technical pattern right now and what are the charts suggesting?
Right. Well, in terms of technical indicators, Nifty formed a small bullish candle on the daily charts and it appears that the index is consolidating in a narrow range. But as long as Nifty stays above 12,000 level, I think bulls are likely to remain in charge. Now, the next target is in the range of 12,300 to 12,350 kind of levels. On the downside, 13 days exponential moving average placed at 11,963 appears to be a critical short-term support for the index. Now, positional traders are advised to use dips to really buy into this market, and the stop loss can be placed at 11,957 on a closing basis. Now, three levels to watch out for on Thursday would be 11,957, 12,132 and 12,200 levels. And maximum call open interest is placed at 12,100 followed by 12,200, and maximum put open interest is placed at 12,000 followed by 11,900.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Chitish, for sharing these important levels to watch out for in tomorrow's trading session as well. With that, it's a wrap here on this edition of podcast. Many thanks for listening.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.